Veteran journalist Caroline Wilson blasts Channel 7's pathetic AFL coverage. Oh, pathetic. Pathetic it was. You don't want to get in the way of Caroline Wilson, respected trailblazer in the industry for women in AFL journalism. She's blasted the pathetic commentary team after former Hawthorn and West Coast star Xavier Ellis made an uncouth joke about his pregnant wife on the weekend. Now, she's got this thing each week on the show where she'll fire what's called Caro's arrow. You don't want to get in the way of Caro's arrow. It's a very pointy arrow shot with a lot of vitriol and force. Caro's arrow.
Stay out of the way.
As metaphorical as it is, it hurts. And this is where Caro's arrow was fired. Xavier Ellis in his comments that happened over the weekend during the footy finals.
We have to put up with rubbish like this.
And X, isn't your much, much, much better half expecting?
Yes, at the end of the month. So I've scheduled that in for Derby Day. So I'll be watching the races while she gets to work.
Enough of the boys' club, lads.
Whoa!
Whoa, I felt that dagger. I felt that dagger right in the heart, that arrow.
Caro's arrow brushed past you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, lads.
Very tough. Enough of the boys' club, lads.
Enough of the boys' club, lads.
Yeah. Now, Xavier Ellis has come out. I didn't mind the joke, to be honest. I saw it live. I didn't really think anything of it at the time. I thought, oh, yeah, he's probably got quite a nice relationship and a good rapport with his missus. I know Xavier Ellis. He's a good guy. And
can have a bit of a joke, you know.
Have a bit of a joke, exactly. I mean, the danger you don't want to fall into is going too far the other way on, like, lads' jokes, like painting the female as this delicate flower that can't even have some shit bants back. You know, you don't want to go too far.
You've got to find your happy medium.
Exactly. Xavier Ellis, he tweeted saying, "Just caught wind of Caro's arrow. I want to apologise if anyone found the comments I made on Saturday night offensive. Obviously, it wasn't my intention. Maybe just a poor attempt at some humour." Now, interesting to note that his wife's first labour went for 24 hours. I mean, no bloke can just hang around in the theatre for 24 hours. I mean, there's only so much hand-holding and back-rubbing one man can do and one woman can take.
A few vending machine trips, sure. A couple laps around the hospital.
No, and Xavier Ellis, he would have gone for the Kit Kat chunky straight there.
Oh, you reckon he's a Kit Kat chunky kind of guy?
He's a Kit Kat chunky kind of guy these days. He then said, you know, in this second birth that's coming, it's going to be a caesarean. So, you know, the game's changed again. And it is on Derby Day, fairly. And he loves a punt. So, I mean, warranted? I don't know. It's not my place. But I'd imagine on 133.53 that it can be quite a variety of jobs that you have to perform on birthday. Maybe some chicks like, "Hey, get out. I don't want you here. You go down the pub and put a slippery 20 down. Try and win some money for this baby at Derby Day." Maybe Xavier Ellis's wife has said that. Maybe she says, "I don't want you there for the C-section. This is there. This is the salad. Get out." I've done
it before. I think I'd want them there, but also I know that I'd probably be a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah.
So that they probably need a bit of a breather. If you could get chunky stops,
you might change your mind halfway through. Hey, stop on the shoulders. Can you maybe just move down to the feet for a bit? In fact, now can you go out and get me a lemonade, please? I mean,
there'd be a lot of demands going kicked thrown around.
133.53. What did you have to do during the birth?
What were you doing during your wife's birth?
I reckon everyone's different. At 133.53, I'd love to know what it entails, because I don't have a wife. I sure as hell haven't been at a birth. I'd be useless. What do you have to do? You on Vendo run? You massaging? She let you go down the pub. Calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
What were you doing during your wife's birth?
What were you doing during your wife's birth? You do whatever your wife wants, I'd assume.
We have to put up with rubbish like this.
And X, isn't your much, much, much better half expecting?
Yes, at the end of the month. So I've scheduled that in for Derby Day. So I'll be watching the races while she gets to work.
Enough of the boys' club, lads.
Whoa, nice little side swipe with Caro's arrow on the way out. I mean, for all we know, Xavier Ellis and his wife have had a civilised discussion. Xavier probably wanted to be there. He's like, "Baby, I'll be there again, front and centre, as many Kit Kat chunkies as you need, I will be there." She's like, "Sorry, babe, I'm getting a caesarean. It's a little more private. I'd prefer that you just sit at home betting on horses for Derby Day." I mean, for all we know, that could have happened. And we need to give Xavier Ellis the benefit of the doubt.
But then he got scorned by Kazza.
You don't want to get in the way.
Do you like her?
Look, she's good with a pen, not so good with a mouth, in my opinion. In my opinion.
I don't know if you can say
that. Well, she's very divisive. Archie in Mount Evelyn on 133.53. What did you do whilst your wife was giving birth?
Well, I was being supportive, as you have to, and doing all the right things. And then they decided halfway through labour that they were going to give her an epidural. Now, I'm not sure if you know what an epidural is, but basically they stick a needle into her spine and administer a local anaesthetic. So they said, well, now you need to be deathly still while we're injecting this because we don't want any paralysis or anything like that. So I said, all right. We said, you need to hold your wife tight and then we'll wait till her contraction's finished and then we'll administer the epidural and hopefully before the next contraction. I said, okay. So I'm holding her with my head over her shoulder, looking straight down her spine as the anaesthetist sticks this needle straight between her vertebrae. And at which point I think I nearly fainted because the nurse is going, sir, sir, are you okay? Sir, I think you need to lie down. Next minute I'm on the floor. There's nurses around me. My wife is more concerned about me than she is about her contraction. And, yeah, it turned out great because I totally distracted her.
Nice.
Enough of the boys' club, lads.
I like that a lot.
And suddenly it's the Archie show.
Well, yeah, Archie needs some attention as well. And that's the thing. Like, every now and then Archie needs to step up to the plate and hold his wife down because there's a fine line between the L3 and the L4. And things can go tits up very quickly. Very admirable from Archie. Mark in St. Peter's. Hello.
Yeah, hi, mate. My wife also had one of those long labours, close to 24 hours, and after many trips to the vending machine and takeaway food, I fell asleep and may have started snoring. Yeah,
nice. Enough of the boys' club, lads.
Now, this is a man who tried to go the long haul. No one should be expected to do 24 hours of hand-holding. Everyone needs a break. Even the ombudsman agrees with that. You do 8 hours, you need a little sleep, a little snack.
A quick snooze for Mark. Like, no one can hate him for that.
What was more exhausting for you, Mark? The time frame and you know, the labour squeezes and whatnot, or you just went too hard on the food and need a little kip?
Oh, I think I probably went too hard on the food, and yeah, it was a long day. I think it could happen to anyone.
Absolutely, and on your first birth as well. I mean, people show up.
It was, yep, it was the first one. The second one was a lot easier.
Yeah, exactly. Because we learn our lessons. After the first one, it will provide miracles. If you need us there, ladies, happy to put a slippery 20 down on the Derby day as well. Rowan, on 133.53. What did you do whilst your wife was giving birth?
Well, I was very supportive. I was there for all three of my children. But my first one was getting induced and this beautiful roast meal was coming in and my wife wasn't quite up to it at that stage. So I wasn't sure how long we were going to keep being there. So I was trying to be supportive and keep my strength up. So I gobbled up the food and down it went. It went down the track.
Enough of the boys' club, lads.
Yeah. A man needs his energy. One. A man needs his energy.
He does.
You couldn't wait. You couldn't go to the vending machine, save it for your wife.
The crackling would have got soggy, Shuey Louie. It needs to pounce. We had Carl call through, say his wife gave birth on Melbourne Cup Day. You have to keep running, kept running from the birthing suite to the tab to place some bets, which is
he was very invested in the TAB.
Nice. He's actually hung up, so I assume he's had to run from the phone back to the tab to place a couple more slipperies tonight on a Chuka Race 5. It's a hot field. Ed, wrap this up on 133.53. What'd you do?
Well, I got told that I had at least an hour before our young fellow was going to be born, so I went down to the pub, had a couple of quick skewies, and came back. But when I came back, I was certainly pretty well pissed. And I was just, all I kept doing was just making noises in front of everybody. And I was removed. And I'm just, yeah. So it was like, you can go. Please leave. I'm like, okay, so I went back to the pub.
Oh, you know you've given it a crack.
Enough of the boys' club,
you know,
lads.
You've given it a crack when you get kicked out of the hospital. Thanks, guys, for the calls. Oztober, we are celebrating when you hear the Hoodoo Gurus play. And play inside the next 7 minutes sometime. 133.53. We'll be playing live in your lounge room.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
How's this for the headline? And it makes me angry. Masala voted most popular curry. No. No. No, I don't like this. It's National Curry Week. It was supposed to be kicking off with a bang. It should be a time of celebration. It should be when we come together with the Indian cuisine and talk about our favourite curry. I can't help but feel the public vote that was already whittled down, mind you, to just your vindaloos, your kormas, your Rogan Joshes, your masalas, your Jalfrezis and your madrasas to determine what the nation's favourite curry was. I think there's been some sort of Putin-style hacking investigation, because there's no way that the chicken masala is the most popular curry in the country. Come on.
Yes, there is.
Come on.
That's your classic. You get a medium chicken masala.
Medium chicken masala.
Beautiful.
What is this?
Absolutely divine. A little cheesy garlic naan to top it off.
Are you Putin's puppy? I mean, what is going on here? Chicken masala.
What do you like then? You'd be a basic butter chicken kind of guy.
Hey, I'm a basic butter chicken bitch.
Mild.
Mild.
Yeah, you are.
You cannot go. Yeah. I will wear that. You cannot go wrong with a good old butter chicken. Mild. Maybe a lamb korma if I'm feeling adventurous. My dad goes crazy for a chicken jalfrezi.
I don't mind a chicken jalfrezi.
Well, we always used to get it on Friday nights, and everyone got to choose one curry each, and then we'd like mix and match it. It was like a Friday family tradition. And I'd go me butter chicken. My brother would go the lamb korma. I think my mum, she preferred a sargosh sort of setup, which I didn't mind. More of a spinach-based sauce.
That's my second go-to if I'm not getting the masala.
It's good fun, yeah, the sargosh. And then dad would choose chicken jalfrezi, but no one else liked chicken jalfrezi. So he'd only take a tiny bit of the chicken jalfrezi and then take everyone else's selections, but then everyone else didn't want to take his jalfrezi selection.
Doubling up on that Indian.
It was poor form. And I'd be keen to get some new data on 133.53. I'd love to get out there on Triple M land.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Right now, I'm outraged.
Hello, yes. Can I order some Indian, please? Am I a middle-aged white guy? Yes, I'd only like to order some butter chicken. Hang on, let me check. What do you guys want? What? Chicken masala? The hell is that?
Lakey's outraged at the latest data for ordering Indian food. So let's have a whinge and share your Indian binge.
Good chance to have a whinge and share your Indian binge on 133.53. The results that masala has been voted the most popular curry as National Curry Week gets underway. It's the news that I don't think we needed, nor did we want. And I'm much more privy to a butter chicken, a lamb korma. I mean, hell, even give me a Rogan Josh or a goat curry. A nice Goan goat curry would be much better.
You would not pick those over the chicken masala.
I'm not just making media headlines here. Like you have ordered.
I think you are.
Well, you were very nicely ordered me a chicken tikka masala from Sanjeev's Palace just down the road. And I'm going to have a live taste test here just to see that I haven't been mixing it up over the years. Heinous. Putrid.
It is not. You're saying that a butter chicken is better than a chicken tikka masala.
It is an insult to Delhi culture, the chicken tikka masala.
Yours is very basic and not very gourmet. Look, you're branching out here with the masala.
Hey, don't just cast me with a basic bitch butter chicken brush, okay?
Well, that's what I'm doing. And you'd probably order your classic garlic naan and then wake up in the morning with stinky butter chicken garlic naan bread.
Yeah, all right. Well, I get a cucumber yogurt as well. All right, so.
Yes, you do.
Take that back. Jason on 133.53.
Hello, I'm thanking you for customising my call.
Yeah, no need for the Indian accent. Is there a masala binge on the way or a masala whinge?
No, Bisvindaloo.
Yeah, that's your favourite?
Bisvindaloo straight to the loo.
Yeah, well, I mean, no need for the toilet humour either. What are we talking in terms of a floury base? A papadum or of a cheesy garlic naan? Are you privy to a biryani, perhaps?
Oh, I don't mind a papadum.
Yeah. Yeah, good. No, I was expecting a joke or an Indian accent there, but that was great. That was probably the best bit of the whole call. Paul on 133.53. Hello.
Good, mate. How you going?
Yeah, great. And this is a man who can look another man straight in the eye and either have a masala binge or a masala whinge. Are you a fan of the masala?
I just like the name of it, mate. I don't even like the dish. I first ordered it because I like the name tikka masala and thought it was something very erotic, you know? Well,
that's very nice indeed. And I'm right. This is important data. And this is what we need in National Curry Week.
You
man
think
likes the
are
name.
Just eating it because of its fancy name.
I could get around that. I think saying the word chicken masala is more enjoyable than eating a chicken masala. Like, I'll definitely agree with that. Chicken jalfrezi. I always have a bit of fun saying chicken jalfrezi. I mentioned before my dad goes crazy for chicken jalfrezi. That is fun off the tongue.
It's going to be your next order when you go downstairs to the palace.
Literally just for the wordplay. Yeah, I go crazy for chicken jalfrezi. I'm mad for a madras. Yeah, core. Yeah. Oh, I go core for a korma, don't I? Yeah. I'm interested in the taste. What's your go-to in terms of Indian curry taste?
I'm not a spicy man, so yeah, I'm pretty plain.
Nice mild butter chicken for this man as well. Couple of basic butter chicken bitches.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
We spoke about Jacinda Ardern admitting to smoking weed in the past during a heated prime ministerial debate in New Zealand. It didn't really get too much media attention because it was on the same day as the US election debate.
Judith Collins, have you ever used cannabis?
No, I have not.
Jacinda Ardern, have you ever used cannabis?
Yes, I did.
Fair enough.
So open and honest, because the worst thing is if you say, oh, no, I didn't. Then it's going to come out that she did. She was a DJ. She's obviously indulged in the Mary Jane.
Mm-hmm. And I think marijuana's turned a corner over the last couple of years as well. And all of a sudden, it's not cool to smoke marijuana. Legally, I couldn't say that on commercial radio. But it is cool to like a prime minister who has smoked marijuana in the past. That's something that is cool.
100%.
It was actually part of a wider debate, though, and New Zealand is fast approaching its referendum on whether cannabis should be legalised for personal use. So in a little more than a week or so, Kiwis are going to head to the polls to actually decide the future of marijuana in the country. And it'll be interesting to see how it goes. And there'll be plenty of stoners and potheads and big old bong smugglers that'll be jumping for joy if the bill gets passed. There'll also be a couple of marijuana noobs going into the dispensary. And this is probably something that will be happening over the next couple of months.
Welcome to Maori Jane's Marijuana Dispensary, the best buds in the whole of Wellington.
Oh, hi there. I was looking for, how do you say it, the puff the magic dragon, so to speak. You know, chow down on the devil's lettuce, shave the moose's back, perhaps.
That last one makes no sense whatsoever. I'm assuming you and your girlfriends want a light strain of indica so you can giggle a lot but still not freak out watching Made in Manhattan.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
Okay, well, we've got Pineapple Lump Express, hints of pineapple lump flavour with a light warm buzz. There's Lemon Pyroa Haze, which is more of a slow burning wavy effect. Chili Bin Yum Yum, that's quite reputable.
Oh, no, my friend Sarah said that a boy at school smoked a joint of Chili Bin Yum Yum and he went blind for 3 days. What about something a bit more bushy?
Yep, we have Gendelberry, Beach Dares, Bar Bar Kush, Neck Minute Diesel. We've just got in Milk Bar Skunk straight from California. That's what Snoop Dogg likes to mix with his stash.
Oh, no, we definitely want something grown locally. My friend Becky said that sometimes if it's grown overseas, the Mexican cartel lace it with rat poison.
Okay, well, if you're that paranoid, stay away from Maui Wowie, South Island Sour, or Trans-Tasman Purple. You'll literally see the devil. We've got Auckland Amnesia, but I think that might be a bit too strong. Me and my husband like to smoke that one. We'll usually have about 3 or 4 bowls and then watch Police 10-7. How about I give you a mixture of Christchurch cheese and Wellington Widow? Just make sure you puff, puff, pass and don't smoke it on the couch because one of you will forget to ash and it'll burn your mother's cushions and then you'll start freaking out.